Proclamation number 8263 of 3rd of September, 1962. God sent his son to earth. I sent my son to earth. A being which emerged from my eternal primal love, which turned its whole love towards me when a great host of my originally created spirits fell away from me, which recognized me as its father of eternity although it could not see me, wanted to prove its greater than great love to me by wanting to bring the apostate children back to me through a work of a unique kind. And because his love moved him to do so, I allowed it, I gave my consent for this being to descend to earth, for it to go from the kingdom of light, where it was immeasurably blissful, into a dark region. Into the kingdom of my counter-spirit Lucifer, who is the first of the fallen beings to become my antipole. I sent my son to earth who offered to serve me myself on earth as a cover because I wanted to bring help to all fallen beings in their great spiritual adversity. For their way back to me had been cut off, they would have had to remain eternally at a great distance from me in a state of endless torment and wretchedness. But they were all my creatures which had come into being out of my love and might through the will of the first created being, Lucifer, who originally found the greatest bliss in creating creatures using my strength. That this original spirit, which I had put forth as my image, fell, I could well have prevented, but I did not. For in my love and wisdom I foresaw a process of complete deification of the fallen beings with the ultimate goal of childship to God, which, however, had to be achieved by free will. However, the will of the fallen beings was so weakened by the influence of my counter-spirit Lucifer that the beings were incapable of once again reaching up from the deepest depths if I had not given them help, which was now also given to them on my part by the being in a state of compulsion. Thus according to my will, through the material creation. But even then the beings were still completely powerless because they once rejected my strength of love and could only gain this strength for ascent through love. However, they had become incapable of love. In my overwhelming mercy I probably put in a spark of love in the last stage on the path of return to me. Nevertheless, the immense burden of original sin, of rebellion against me as their God and Father in the state of brightest knowledge, remained on each of the fallen original spirits, for it had to be redeemed according to the law of divine justice. Atonement had to be made which these fallen beings could never make themselves. And therefore an original spirit remaining with me offered to accomplish this work of atonement on earth because his love for me and for the fallen brothers was so immense that he was willing to take upon himself everything that this work of atonement required in terms of pain and suffering. For he wanted to walk the earth as a human being. He wanted to embody himself in Jesus' human shell and walk a path of suffering which required utmost love and which also made the manifestation of the eternal deity himself an impossible. For I could only be where love is. I could only unite myself with love and therefore choose a vessel for my dwelling which had completely shaped itself into love. Jesus' soul indeed brought love for me with it to earth. But the region it entered at his birth was Lucifer's kingdom, and the soul was oppressed by him, everything surrounding him was Lucifer's share, and because he had taken on the task of carrying out a mission as a human being to save his fallen brothers, he was not allowed to use the strength of love which was at his disposal as my son in order to defend himself against the oppressor and to shake it off. But he had to wrestle with his fellow human beings and redeem the oppressor through a life of love. Which was therefore not so easy to lead because the unsparing towel tried to hinder him and his human outer shell reacted in the same way to all temptations. Thus his soul had to fight against it until the love in him broke through ever more strongly, and he thereby also spiritualized his physical shell. Thus his light of love shone ever brighter, and he did what the adversary wanted to prevent him from doing. That he endured superhuman suffering and death out of love. Thus he opposed my enemy with love and defeated him through love. That he satisfied my justice and paid the purchase price for the souls which the adversary could now no longer hold captive. Love, then, accomplished this work of mercy, which completely filled him, and this love was I myself. But my son had to pass through this darkness, through Lucifer's kingdom, and therefore had to leave behind his light and strength, which he possessed as a non-fallen original spirit. He had to, like every human being, start earthly life in the same weakness, for he was meant to show people the path which leads back to me again. The path of love and suffering, which truly the man Jesus preceded his fellow human beings, and I was able to take abode in him because his soul was not burdened by original sin, and his love gave him the strength to also spiritualize his human body. Thus he passed through earthly life without any sin. For sin is only that which violates love. And since I place a spark of my divine love in every human heart, every human being is also capable of igniting love and fanning it into highest embers. Thus nothing impossible is required of you humans, because only weakness of will can prevent you from working with love, and you can always ask Jesus Christ to strengthen your will, because this is one of the blessings he acquired for you through his death on the cross. And you humans must make use of these blessings of the act of salvation, so that his act of mercy will not have been offered to you in vain, so that you will recognize me myself in Jesus, who took abode in his shell in order to redeem you from your guilt of sin. Amen.